Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Let's get it. All football, all the time. You're listening to the Best Football Show, hosted by Brian Baldinger.
Well, hello, and welcome to the Best Football Show. I am your host, Brian Baldinger. I'm here nearly every day up until the draft, and then probably a few days afterwards. You can find me at BaldyNFL on all the platforms. You can find me on Twitter, on Instagram, on YouTube. And then you can also download this every day on your free Odyssey app. Just like, subscribe, hit that like button. All that kind of stuff is good. Tell all your friends. Because what we're doing right now is we're doing a combination of draft shows, and I will be coming out with my top five players at each position, including the nickel corner and your slot receiver, because I feel like they're starting positions in this league. But we're going around the league talking about divisions. We have done the AFC West. We've done the AFC North. Today, we're going to talk the Jets and the Buffalo Bills. Tomorrow, we will talk about the Miami Dolphins along with the New England Patriots. So let's talk and start this AFC East look ahead on this. This is Tuesday, April 2nd. The Jets finished last year a disappointing 7-10. At one point during the year, they did lose five games in a row. To go from 4-3, where they looked like they were in a hunt, and there was all kinds of talk about Aaron Rodgers coming back and, you know, playoff push and coming back from that Achilles injury, and then they lost five in a row, and it was just ugly. They got to 4-8, and the season was over, and it was just another miserable season for Robert Saleh, the general manager, Joe Douglas. But we're starting this AFC East look ahead because the Jets, again, have won this offseason through free agency and trades, and they just keep loading up. And so you look at this team, and they've completely, you know, obviously Aaron Rodgers plays four plays last year, and the season sort of just fell apart. Zach Wilson wasn't the answer, and, you know, it was terrible. It was a terrible season for any Jet fan. It's just been a long, long drought. So the offensive line failed them all season long. In fact, in the offseason, I went up there a number of times to mini camps. I was up there in the summer, and almost at no point were any of their tackles ever practicing. And you just thought, this is going to look bad. Like, you're going to just line up week one against Buffalo on a Monday night with an offensive line that didn't practice basically the whole preseason. So now they went out in free agency, and they got three starters. They went out, they got Tyron Smith, the All-Pro, two-time first-team All-Pro, a lot of Pro Bowls from Tyron Smith. They got Morgan Moses, who was with the Jets 3 years ago, spent the last 2 years in Baltimore. And they got John Simpson from the Baltimore Ravens, a four-year player there out of Clemson, started every game for the Ravens this year, had a very solid season. That goes with Joe Tippin, last year's second-round pick out of Wisconsin, and Oliveira Tucker, who's had the last two seasons cut short because of major injuries. But if he's healthy, he could be, that could be a pretty good starting offensive line. But I can give you everything that they've done this offseason, and it just comes down to health. A 40-year-old Aaron Rodgers. I don't know how old Tyrod Taylor is, but he's the backup quarterback. You go through this whole lineup of guys. Mike Williams just got signed as a receiver opposite Garrett Wilson. He's going on and on and on. Like, this can be a very good team. Robert Saleh obviously was defense coordinator in San Francisco. He believed in a defensive line rotation that's eight deep. So what do? In free agency, they went out and got Leki Fotu, a pure one technique, you know, an interior defensive tackle, a space eater. They got Javon Kinlaw from San Francisco, who's had his moments in this league as a good player. They re-signed Solomon Thomas. They went out and got themselves just traded for Hassan Reddick after they lost Bryce Huff. Hassan Reddick is a major upgrade over Bryce Huff. And this is not to disparage Bryce Huff. He had a great season last year. Got himself 10 sacks. Had a big win weight coming off the edge. Got a lightning fast takeoff. I nicknamed him the Bugatti because he was like an Italian sports car turning the corner. He had a great season. But Hassan Reddick has been a proven every down player. He's playing 72, 75% of the snaps year in, year out over the last 3 or 4 years. Double-digit sacks in each of the last 4 years. And even last year, you know, he started the season with a broken thumb. And, you know, he didn't get that cast cut off until week three or week four. But, you know, you look at this defensive line right now with Michael Clemens and Jermaine Johnson starting opposite of Hassan Reddick to go with Quinnen Williams and John Franklin Myers inside. And you look at, you know, Michael Clemens and Solomon Thomas and Javon Kinlaw and Will McDonald, the fourth, last year's number one draft pick, you go, that's probably as deep and talented in the defensive line as exists in the NFL. And so then you go, you know, C.J. Mosley and Quincy Williams are probably as good as any tandem as inside linebacker. And then, you know, they go out and they sign, you know, guys like Chuck Clark and Isaiah Oliver, you know, to add depth to the secondary, to go with D.J. Reed and Sauce Gardner. And you go, it's a good defense. They should be a top 10 defense, you know, if they can stay healthy. The offense should be excellent. So then you go, okay, what are they going to do in this draft? When they signed Tyrod Taylor, I said they're out of the quarterback market in the first round. They got the 10th pick. Joe Douglas, who's filled every single hole. Their starting 22 is a good starting 22. It's very good, especially if Mike Williams is all the way back and healthy to go with Garrett and what they have there. You know, Xavier Gibson, Javon Brownlee, like they, Breece Hall, like they're good. They're really good. They got the 10th pick. No second round pick. Joe Douglas has flexibility. If he wants to go offensive tackle as an insurance, knowing that Morgan Moses missed time last year, you know, a guy like Teron Smith has been missed a lot of time over the last 4 years. But if he's healthy, no rookie's going to be better than Teron Smith. There's just, it's not going to be. You can look at, you know, Olufoshanu and go, he looks and plays a lot like Teron Smith. Kind of reminds me of him. That's my comp form. But you could go offense tackle there. You could certainly go tight end there. There could very well be a tight end from Georgia there. You could go receiver there. You know, and then you could still go, I don't think they're going to go corner, and I don't think they're going to go edge rusher. So to me, it's offensive tackle, it's wide receiver, or it's tight end. To me, that's what it looks like. And if you're all in on Aaron Rodgers, then go all in. And just say, all right, what we're going to do here at tight end is draft Brock Bowers. And you know, he looks like a guy that could come in, like we saw Dalton Kincaid last year in Buffalo. He could come in and get you 50 catches, third down option, red zone. You know, he could upgrade your receiving core for sure. So I kind of feel like that's where they're going to go. and really not look to the future. Go, okay, we got Aaron here. Maybe it's, let's make it a special year. We've got his backup. We've improved the offensive line. Let's give him every opportunity possible to be as successful as possible. I feel like that's what we're looking at the Jets. I mean, when the schedule comes out next month, the Jets are going to get five prime time games. Probably the opening weekend of the year, they're going to be in prime time. Even last year's disappointment, I don't think it's going to affect them. So then that gets us to the division winner, the Buffalo Bills, who at one point last year were 6-6. They lost to the Eagles in overtime to get to 6-6. Just before that, the week before, they had fired their offensive coordinator and elevated Joe Brady to offensive coordinator. And literally simultaneous to that hire, the Bills offense took off and the Bills team took off and they won five in a row to win the division for the third year in a row. And they won a playoff game against Pittsburgh, soundly beat the Pittsburgh Steelers. And then their nemesis in the postseason, they lose to the Kansas City Chiefs. Now, in the last 3 years, they've been bounced out of the playoffs. AFC Championship game, Kansas City. AFC Divisional Round, Cincinnati Bengals. The offense got thumped. Last year, the offense played pretty good, put up 24 points. Couldn't stop Kansas City's offense. And so you look at Josh Allen, and you go, what more can he do? The guy...
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
I mean, you could say, okay, you know, he threw 18 interceptions last year. That's true. The guy ran for 15 touchdowns and threw 29 touchdown passes. He accounted for 44 touchdowns last year. The guy is remarkable. He's a phenomenal player, as talented as anybody at that position. He knows he's got to break through in the AFC. They've got to get better. They've got to get through these postseason games. They're going to be in the – I believe they'll be in the postseason this year. He's 63-30. In the regular season. He's 5-5 in the postseason. So overall, Josh Allen, he's 68-35. Like, it's hard to get a better winning percentage than Josh Allen has done. He still has Stephon Diggs as his number one target. They lost Gabriel Davis, but they drafted Dalton Kincaid last year. He looks like the real deal to go with Dawson Knox, a real two tight end issue in a variety of different ways. A lot of 12 personnel, one back, two tight ends. You know, they still have Shakir, okay, wide receiver. But they looks like they, in losing Gabe Davis, they look like they need a wide receiver. The star breakout player last year was James Cook. He had a phenomenal season. He, you know, he ran for 1,122 yards. He averaged 4.7 yards a carry. He was excellent down the stretch. He caught 44 passes. Like, he's... they're starting back. They've got a big-time starting back. They upgraded the offense line at the offensive guard position. They had a good draft. Now, in free agency, they went out. They got Curtis Samuel. Maybe that takes them out of the, you know, the slot receiver position. They re-signed a lot of their own players. Deion Dawkins back at left tackle. A.J. Epinesa at defensive end. Daquan Jones at defensive tackle. Teron Johnson, one of the best nickel corners in all of football, comes back. Mitch Trubisky, backup quarterback, comes back. They signed Mike Edwards, a safety, because the safeties are now changed. So they did a lot of things. Now, they're going to get a lot of good players back. Matt Milano, lost him early in the season. Lost Terrell Bernard, great player. They're going to get their two inside linebackers back. Because Buffalo has to upgrade the defense. That's... when they lose in the postseason, their defense has not answered the bell. So I believe the defense has to get better. They need more talent. They need better pass rushers. So they've got the 28th pick in the first round. Pass rushers will be there. They need corners. They need corners. They need pass rushers. And I think that's kind of where you have to look if you're Buffalo. They've got the 60th pick in the second round. They have a chance. They don't have a third round pick. So they could trade out of that 28th pick, somebody coming up for a quarterback, somebody coming up to get a rookie in a fifth-year deal. Yeah, they could be trade partners because I think the second round is going to be the strength of this draft. I think there's going to be a lot of receivers in that area, offensive linemen in that area, corners in that area. I think there's going to be some good players early in that second round. I kind of think the Buffalo Bills could be in that sort of category as they look for a cornerback because Tre'Davious White is gone. I don't near know what Kair Elam is. They've had a lot of low draft picks play. I feel like they need a cornerback. They need an impactful edge rusher, and they need a wide receiver. But they're still a very good football team. They're probably the team to beat, although the Jets look like on paper they could supplant them. Remember in that week one game, Xavier Gibson in overtime on a punt return wins the game for the Jets. And defensively, they forced four takeaways from, Josh Allen, three interceptions and a fumble recovery. So I feel like that's what it looks like to me at the top of the AFC East. I feel like it's the Jets' division to lose. And like I said throughout the Jets' analysis, it is based almost entirely on health. If they stay healthy, they should be the best team in the AFC East, and they should be a player in the playoffs. Buffalo went through a number of injuries a year ago, especially on defense, and still got to the postseason and won a postseason game. But the injuries caught up to them against the Kansas City Chiefs. So that's my look at the AFC East, the Jets and Buffalo. Tomorrow, I want to take a look at the Miami Dolphins and the New England Patriots, who look like a completely revamped organization on every single level. We'll get to that tomorrow on the Best Football Show. Thanks for joining me. I'm your host, Brian Baldinger. I look forward to talking tomorrow about the rest of the AFC East.
Giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.